Andrew's Daily Five. Join me in my musical journey as I count down my favorite albums from 1990 to 1999. Let's rock and roll. Hey guys and gals, I'm back with episode 5 of my musical journey. You guys heard My Best Friend's Girl by The Cars on the intro there. It's another band I really liked growing up. I had a greatest hit CD of theirs, and this is probably my favorite song of theirs, so I wanted to include it as an intro. So we are on to album number 12 in this countdown of my top 20 of the 90s, and that's going to be Unplugged by Eric Clapton. This was released in 92. I didn't really listen to much blues music growing up. It was mostly rock and alternative. I felt like this Clapton album, though, did a good job of mixing in blues with rock music. This is one of my first exposures to blues music, and my fascination with blues grew significantly in my mid-20s when I discovered some of Clapton's influences like Robert Johnson, Sunhouse, Muddy Waters, etc. This album had some pretty big radio hits. I remember Tears in Heaven probably being the main one during my high school days, and I remember also being so pleased when I learned to play that song on guitar, Tears in Heaven, that cool little riff, and I can still play it. It's not as crisp as it was back in my teenage years. I also remember being impressed with the musicianship on this live recording, so obviously Clapton is amazing on the guitar, but I also liked the piano player, who was Chuck Lavelle. Really like his playing on this live concert, and I still adore every song on this album today. It ranked very highly on my 2021 list. It ranked number 17 on my album countdown, and in 2023, I ranked it at number 29. I have played two songs from this album on my podcast previously, but in addition to that, I also made a mix of the entire album. So I'll have to include a link in the show notes if you want to hear that. So it's basically all 14 songs in about a 7-minute period. It's a really cool mix. Did a bunch of these. You'll hear me talking about these mixes at the end of this countdown, or as we go along on this countdown. So let me play a few of my other favorites from the album. So first up, I'm going to play track 2 of 14. This is Before You Accuse Me.
Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Say I'm spending my money on other women, you're taking money from someone else. Call your mama.
that's a fun one. It's fun to hear the audience sort of get into it, start clapping along. It's funny, though, they only make it to about a minute and 45 seconds before they stop clapping. And then a few people try to pick it up a minute later. They can't get everyone belts back on board, so then they give it up. Growing up, I always thought he said about three or four nights, say gold, instead of three or four nights, a go. I don't know why. That's how I always heard it, and that's how I always sang it. And there's some great little filler guitar licks by Clapton in this song. So really, really great song. All right, next song is going to be track 10 of 14. This is Alberta. Take a listen.
Hang on.
Love that. Hang on. That's a great little section right there. There's an awesome piano solo in this one. Growing up, I always thought Clapton was saying Chocolate Bell and not Chuck Lavelle. So that was something that made me laugh when I realized what he was actually saying and who Chuck Lavelle was. All right, last song is going to be track 12. This is Malted Milk.
I keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive my blues away. I keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive my blues away. Baby, you're just as welcome to my loving as the flowers is in me. Malted milk, keep rushing to my head. Malted milk, keep rushing to my head. And I have a funny, funny feeling, and I'm talking all.
Okay, we had to have a slow blues, right? It's a great song. Love this one. I have a funny, funny feeling. I like that line a lot in the song. So yeah, Unplugged, Eric Clapton, fantastic album. Treasure it and still listen to it quite often these days. All right, album 11 is going to be The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd from 1973. As a teenager, I don't think that I bought into the hype that this album had surrounding it. And the album's accolades are insane. As I've researched this as an adult, I'm like, holy cow, this is, you know, everyone considers this one of the greatest albums already. I've already mentioned earlier in this countdown that Pink Floyd was one of my favorite five bands as a teenager, but in fact, they were my number one favorite band all during this time frame. And I always loved this album growing up, but it wasn't my favorite Pink Floyd album. We'll get to that one later in the countdown growing up. So although I was very impressed with this album as a teenager, I didn't completely lose my mind over it. Now, however, as a wise and middle-aged man, I do completely lose my mind over it and believe it is one of the absolute greatest albums ever made. I ranked it number 4 on my album countdown in 2021, only behind 3 Beatles masterpiece albums. It dropped to number 5 on the 2023 list, so still a top 5 album for me. I don't know exactly when this crept up and passed my favorite teenage Pink Floyd album. My best guess would be probably sometime in my late 20s or early 30s. All that being said, I did love this album as a teenager. I also made a mix of this album. I'll include a link in the show notes, and I have played 3 of the songs previously on the album. So let's hear some of the others. First up, we're going to hear track 3 on the album, and this is Time. The number of times that those bells have startled me, that's great. Great little intro there. I never get tired of the drum fill into the first verse. That's fantastic. The line I really like in this song, the time is gone, the song is over, thought I'd something more to say. Okay, next up, track 6 of 9. Here is Us and Them. Black. Yeah, I don't really know how many voices they have going there, but that section is just incredible. Every time, forward they cried from the rear. I love that. I love the contrasting sections. They've got that calm into the intense and then back to the calm. And then there's that epic saxophone solo. Wonderful song, Us and Them. And then last from the album we're going to play is going to be an instrumental. And this is going to be track 7 of 9, Any Color You Like. One of my favorite transitions on the album. It's really, really cool. I love this instrumental, the cool echoey keyboard things that Wright is doing. Also a really cool Gilmore solo later on in the song. So Dark Side of the Moon, love it. It's number 11 on this list. It obviously climbed much higher later in my life, but it's a fantastic, fantastic album. Well, that'll do it for the episode. I hope you enjoy a little bit more of My Best Friend's Girl. We are halfway through the countdown, so I'll see you next time for episode 6 and the top 10 from the 90s. Take care. I like the way you skip. She's my best friend's girl. She's my best friend's girl.